This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Parliament has passed the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Amendment Bill 2026, with the Lok Sabha approving it today. The Rajya Sabha passed the legislation yesterday. The law will further amend the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Act 1971. The legislation seeks to give Vande Mataram the same statutory protection as the national anthem, Jana Gana Mana, and make the insult to the national song a criminal offence. These offences are punishable with imprisonment of up to 3 years, a fine, or both. In the Rajya Sabha, discussion is underway on the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, moved the bill. He reiterated the government's resolve of zero tolerance towards malpractices and paper leaks of public examinations. Dr. Singh said Prime Minister Narendra Modi lost no time in bringing this bill, reflecting the government's commitment that nobody will be allowed to jeopardize the future of the students. Initiating the discussion, Leader of the Opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, said government has made only cosmetic changes in the new bill and the proposed amendments will not be effective to curb malpractices in the public examinations. He said, though the Congress supports the proposed bill, but it lacks of very stringent provisions to ensure transparent and paper leak-free examinations. The bill has been already passed by the Lok Sabha. Polling is underway for assembly by-elections to one seat each in Bihar, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh. In Bihar, voting is taking place for Bakipur constituency in Gujarat, for Manjalpur constituency and in Madhya Pradesh for Datia constituency. Polling will continue till 6 p.m. Till 5 p.m., voter turnout stood at nearly 34% in the Bakipur, over 34% in the Manjalpur, while in Datia, over 69% voter turnout was recorded. The Supreme Court today directed the centre to preserve the ammunition log of the Rapid Action Force deployed at Jantar Mantar during the students' protest over the neat paper leak issue. Hearing a plea seeking a complete ban on the use of metallic pellet guns for crowd control, the apex court questioned one of the prayers made in the petition. Referring to the advisory issued by the Bureau of Police Research and Development, the court observed that police are permitted to use pellet guns only in exceptional situations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met with the members of parliament from Arunachal Pradesh and Nagaland at the Parliament House and discussed the prevailing flood situation in both the states. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the central government will keep working with the respective state governments to address the challenges. He also prayed for everyone's well-being and safety. Floods continue to batter several parts of Odisha, disrupting normal life and forcing the evacuation of over 1,76,000 people. The state government has expedited relief and damage assessment, even as rivers remain in spate and heavy rainfall continues in many areas. Meta has expressed regret over the removal of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's social media post on strict action against paper leaks. Electronics and IT Ministry Secretary S. Krishnan said Meta has conveyed his regret to the government. He added that the government has summoned Meta's senior leadership to explain the reasons for the incident and the steps been taken to prevent such lapses in future. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today felicitated 9 women officers of the 3 services who successfully completed the first ever tri-service all-women circumnavigation sailing expedition Samudra Pradarshina. The officers returned after a 314-day voyage on board the Indian Army sailing vessel Triveni. Interacting with the officers in New Delhi, Mr. Singh congratulated the team for covering nearly 25,500 nautical miles across 4 oceans. He described the expedition as a shining example of Nari Shakti and tri-service jointness. Neeraj Chopra has qualified for the men's javelin finals in the Commonwealth Games at Glasgow. Javelin throwers Rohit Yadav and Yashvir Singh have also entered the finals. Earlier, India scripted history in para-athletics, securing a historic 1-2 finish in the men's 100-meter T47 final as Dilip Mahadu Gavit won the gold and Mohammad Basilem claimed silver last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.